In the Nebraska legislature Wednesday, senators moved toward making more people eligible for food assistance, and a proposal intended to protect student journalists was stopped by a filibuster. The food assistance proposal was sponsored by Senator John McAllister. It would raise the income families could have and still qualify for SNAP benefits or food stamps. Currently, state law limits who can apply for SNAP benefits to households with incomes at or below 130% of the federal poverty line. A family of four, for example, can only apply if their gross household income is $34,450 or less. The bill would raise that to $43,243, or 165% of poverty. McAllister said people who receive SNAP benefits are not slackers, with 80% of SNAP families having at least one person working.
SNAP recipients are our neighbors. They work at McDonald's, Walmart, the mom and pop shop on the corner, and similar places for modest wages. They are hardworking, the hardworking poor in our society, and now during this pandemic, they need our help more than ever.
Senator John Arch opposed the bill. He said the state has the third lowest unemployment rate in the country at 3.1% and has something like 60,000 vacant jobs, paying an average of around $44,000 a year. He said the state needs people to move into those jobs.
We have more programs and we are designing more programs to help people get into that workforce and develop those skills. My concern is that raising this could disincent some. We want them into that workforce. The employers are begging for employees, and so I am not in support of raising the gross level.
Senator John Stinner supported the proposal, noting that SNAP benefits are federally funded, and for the next 3 years, the federal government will also pay for additional administrative costs. Senators voted 29-18 first-round approval of the bill. In his most recent weekly newsletter, Governor Pete Ricketts criticized the measure, saying it would result in a lot of wasted effort by the state to process applications for people ineligible for benefits. If Ricketts were to veto the bill, it would take 30 votes to override. Also Wednesday, senators modified a bill intended to protect student journalists before failing to advance it in the face of a filibuster. In its original form, the proposal by Senator Adam Moorfield, LB 88, would prevent schools from disciplining the faculty advisor to student newspapers for refusing to infringe on a student journalist's First Amendment rights. Senator Steve Erdman said that went too far. He proposed an amendment saying faculty advisors couldn't be disciplined without due process.
The LB 88 currently gives a blanket protection to those who we expect teach our children these principles, prohibiting employment actions that may be the most necessary and effective and proper instruction and protection of our children. AM 662 allows those employment actions to be made and allows a faculty member to have appropriate review or due process before it happens.
Moorfield said he was open to good faith attempts to improve his bill, but asked Erdman if his amendment would be enough.
If I agree to your amendment that you just introduced, will you support the legislation?
If you pass this amendment, it'll make your bill better.
But will you support the legislation?
I haven't decided yet to see what the other amendments do.
Senator Mike Groney said school principals, not faculty advisors, should have final say over what appears in school newspapers. He compared it to the role of commercial newspaper publishers.
It is their paper, they are the publishers, they are the editors.
Moorfield suggested there was an important difference between commercial newspapers and public school publications.
Government should not be censoring its citizens using taxpayer dollars. That's the difference. Yes, a publisher at a privately owned newspaper can call the shots, but they aren't a government actor using government funds.
After 4 hours of debate, Moorfield moved to cut off debate and vote on the bill. His motion needed a two-thirds majority, or 33 votes. It got only 30, with 17 senators opposed, meaning the bill is dead for the year. For NET News at the Capitol, I'm Fred Knapp.